Lacey Dunleavy, manager of the Carbondale Branch Library. How do you feel about this new year for the library?
It's really exciting. I've only worked with nonprofits, and it's a confusing situation for someone like me that is not used to having a budget. You know, you're used to having to go through excruciating negotiations or grant proposals, and not that we're not doing that, but it's really exciting to just be able to act on things and make things happen for our community, which is what libraries are designed for, which is more books. We're going to be offering expanded ebook and e-audiobook options as well.
What books are available as ebooks?
We really just look at what our patrons are interested in. So we, you know, take a dive into our data and what we're ordering. And then also that holds list. So if you're on a holds list for something, take a look at the ebook list. That's probably shorter. I also appreciate seeing multiple copies on the shelf, which is absolutely happening right now. So we have 5 copies of the new Ann Patchett. I'm still working through Where the Crawdads Sing. I think we have 10 copies of that within just my branch now. It's just really great to be able to address that as we're getting more books. We call them lucky day copies. And so what that means is that it doesn't come up in our catalog. You can't place a hold on it. So it can't really be sent anywhere else. It's only if you walk into our building right then and you can check that book out. So if there's 200 holds on it, it doesn't matter. You get that book right now.
In terms of programs and speakers coming into the library, how is this budget increase going to change that?
It means that we can talk to the big authors and the large organizations and the important speakers, and we can, you know, we can entertain those conversations of having them come here now. Mm-hmm. That was not an option in the past. These things were just simply out of our, you know, financial reach. Mm-hmm. So for example, in February, I'm hosting Dr. Andrew Gulliford, and he just won the 2019 Colorado Book Award in the category for history, and he's coming to 3 of our branches. Another thing we're really trying to do is to come up with different themes, and so we can create like an umbrella of lots of different programs under one topic or subject. For this first quarter, I'd say in 2020, we're focusing on working communities. There's a job fair at Glenwood Springs and Parachute. We're having, it's called a mental hygiene program here. So just about, you know, work-life balance. And I think all of us can relate to that on some level. And so that's going to be here in February as well. Then these things can happen throughout the district. And then we're also going to be focusing on local history. I'm trying to work with Sue Gray from the Carbondale Historical Society, and we're trying to have some heritage gardening programs in the spring. And it's really exciting to be able to bring in, you know, as I said, those big authors and big speakers, but then also be able to still pay more attention to our communities and make those things work with locals as well.
Before the new year, there were signs up in the library talking about how you're hiring and you were taking applications for different staff positions. Can you give us an update?
We're creating so many new positions. The entire purpose of that is part of our biggest promise to the public, which is to expand our hours. And that's underway. We've collected applications. We're working with human resources, and we're actually trying to bring in a human resource firm to help us do these things, because that's how large this effort is. We're hiring at all 6 locations. That's the critical piece that has to fall into place to expand our hours.
So it sounds like extended hours are not going to be the new norm until later in the year.
Yeah, we are still shooting for, you know, for later in 2020.
You also mentioned that you're going to offer streaming movies. How does that work?
It's really cool. We're going to be offering 2 different services. One is called Canopy with a K, and one is called Hoopla. So think of it as like if you're signing into Netflix, you have your email and your password. These are 2 other services that you'll have access to, but it's through your library card. And so if you have a wireless internet connection at your house or on your tablet or on your phone, these are apps that you can download.
So instead of coming in and taking out a DVD, I can be a part of Canopy or Hoopla and stream the movies I want to watch.
That's exactly it.
Well, I don't know if it was just anticipation, but it seemed to me that at the beginning of the year, all of a sudden, new movies and new books, everything was sort of flowing in.
Yeah. Again, it's really important to us to get immediate results to show people this is how your vote, your dollars are translating. We want to respond to the public. And so it feels really good to be able to do that part of my job and to feel that I'm fulfilling that promise in a whole new way. So, you know, it's funny because right now I feel like I have hardly any new books, but it's because they're all gone. But that's great, though, because that means that we hit that, you know, that's exactly what we need to be doing.